welcome to our show. Today we have Hollywood astrologer Chrissy Blaze to join us. And we are going to be doing some things about astrology that I think you'll find very interesting, so stay tuned. By the way, this program is brought to you in part by UFOTV.com, offering the very best in UFO and conspiracy DVDs, plus a growing ebook section featuring major name authors. The expandable ebook section will be adding over 200 books to this service this month alone. And if you are an independent movie producer needing help in the manufacture, promotion, or distribution of your movie, contact Tim Crawford today at UFOTV.com. Chrissy Blaze, this is going to be an interesting show. She is broadcasting from her home studio in Hollywood, California. Chrissy, it's good to have you back on the air. How are you? Welcome back.
I'm fine, Jerry. Great to be on your show.
And, we're going to do a few things tonight that I think will be interesting. But first of all, I think probably we need to talk about your book. You got a new book out for anybody that wants to do astrology, evidently.
Oh, that's right. I decided to write this book because astrology is such a complicated subject when you first get into it. It's so full of jargon and squiggles and indecipherable symbols that it puts many people off. So I've tried to kind of decipher that and present it in what I call five easy steps. It's called How to Read Your Horoscope in Five Easy Steps.
And it's only $16.95.
That's it.
And they can go to your website, chrissyblaze.com.
They can indeed, yes, thank you.
And don't you do free horoscopes over there?
I have free monthly horoscopes on my website every month, yeah.
Now what we're going to do, folks, is we're going to do a show regularly with Chrissy. And we invite people to email us. What do you need, Chrissy, from the people? Just their name and where they are and when they were born?
That's right. I need also, as well as the date of birth, I need the time of birth, if they have that, and as well as the place. Those three pieces of data to do a horoscope.
Now, you were on E! Entertainment just before Christmas. In fact, I guess between Christmas and New Year's.
Yes, they filmed some little segments doing horoscopes for celebrities and predictions for the year.
You're out there in Hollywood. Have you done any horoscopes for some people we might know? I know you talked a little bit in the feature on E! Online and E! Entertainment about several different people.
Yes, people I think we all know, from Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie and Britney Spears, and actually she's in the news
Britney
right
Spears
now.
Britney Spears is in the news right now. Dr. Phil made a visit to her in the hospital on Saturday morning, I find it very interesting what you said on E! Entertainment about Britney Spears.
Yes, I did.
You might tell our audience about that.
Oh, right. Well, I did look at her horoscope, and I said that she's going to carry on having another meltdown, poor girl. And, in fact, she has at the moment. But that an older, more mature figure would come into her life to help her, and that from the end of February, things would start to, and when I say start to, look up, and that she would get some good advice. So hopefully Dr. Phil is the one.
Well, that's interesting that you were right on with that. One of the things I found very interesting about you over the years, and we've done many shows together, is the fact that you say places, even countries, can have horoscopes, huh?
Oh, they do indeed, yes. The United States has a horoscope, and it's very important right now as we're leading up to the presidential election this year, because you not only have to look at the candidates' horoscopes, but you also have to look at the horoscope of the country in which that president's going to be. So it's really, really important at the moment.
Well, we're coming up on the New Hampshire primary on Tuesday, and we just had Iowa and Wyoming today for the Republicans. Let's do the countries. Let's do Uncle Sam's horoscope.
Right. Well, this is a very, very interesting horoscope, and it's based on, as you might imagine, the signing of the Declaration of Independence by the Founding Fathers. And some people believe it has a Scorpio rising, and there are some other theories about Sagittarius, Gemini, but I believe that its rising sign is Scorpio. And the date of birth, of course, we know, but also there is evidence, really, that it is a Scorpio rising from the time. Because if you look, the United States government has been issuing official certificates, if you like, for many years, showing this time. And these certificates are in the form of $100 bills. And on that, you'll see the founding father, Benjamin Franklin, on the face side, and the scene of Independence Hall, where the declaration was signed, on the reverse side. And interestingly, the clock shows a time of 2:21 p.m. And that time gives you Scorpio rising. So, you know, maybe it's a coincidence, but I don't believe in those. So that's interesting.
You don't believe in coincidence at all?
I don't. Right? No, I don't. I believe that nothing happens by chance. And also numerologically, too, it makes sense, because if the chart of the United States was born at that time, 2:21 p.m., it puts the United States Sun in Cancer, which we know, at 13 degrees, 13 minutes. And the number 13 resonates throughout the United States history. Well, I won't go on about this to bore you, but there's so many instances of 13 coming up. 13 colonies and 13 stars above the eagle.
Yeah, you're right. I hadn't really thought of it that way.
Yeah,
point.
It's really, really interesting. So I believe it, basically, the sun, the U.S. chart has the sun in Cancer and Scorpio rising.
So tell us a little bit about what you see in the future of the United States for our horoscope this year.
What I see at the moment is that there's actually a lot going on. And it's a time in the country as a whole of new beginnings, actually. But it's also a time of, we've been in this kind of optimistic phase, thinking that we can carry on spending money freely and resources and not worrying too much. But we're coming into a time of a big reality check, actually, the end of January.
So you're saying by the end of January, financially, economically, there may be some... Well, put it mildly, adjustments coming?
There's some adjustments coming. So my advice to people living in this wonderful country, as I do, is to start, you know, just cutting back a bit and budgeting a little, because there could be some surprises, not only in, you know, resources generally. I think we're going to have a wake-up call when we know that, you know, we're running out of resources, but we carry on with our big SUVs and like nothing's going to happen. So this is the time to start thinking about that, because it will hit us all, actually. And it's also a time, what's happening is that Pluto, which planet was demoted by the astronomers a couple of years ago, but...
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how does that affect your chart?
Well, it doesn't, because even though the astronomers demoted it, astrologers still realize it's a highly significant planet, especially in charts of countries, because it affects a whole generation. It's a very, very slow-moving planet, dare I call it that. And what's happening in the U.S. chart is that this little planet is moving from one sign to another. And you might say, well, that's no big deal, but it stays in a sign for a long, long time, and it's going to be moving from free-willing, optimistic Sagittarius into reality check Capricorn at the end of January, and it's going to stay there until 2024. So what's happening is that the whole influence that we'll start to feel in America is changing. And what Pluto in Capricorn means is not only this reality check about resources and money and all this, but also it's Capricorn rules our governments. So there's going to be a lot of emphasis on governments, and cracks are going to appear and cracks are going to be shown. And basically at the end of this time period, there's going to be, well, more power to the people, but it's going to take a while coming, you know. So there's also going to be a lot of emphasis on security, a lot of fear mentality and this type of thing. Conspiracy theories, more of those, this type of thing.
Well, you know, when we talk about this, even though we're going into a time of may not be just, you know, I hate to use a term I use in Oklahoma, ginger peachy, you know, it means it's great, you know, smells wonderful, so fantastic. It may not be that way, but I see some optimism here.
There's
you think we're going to go past 2012, huh?
Oh, I do. Yeah, I do. I think we are. Things are going to be hairy.
What do you think about that whole thing? You see any evidence in the stars or horoscopes or things that you deal with about this 2012 lore, this legend?
Yeah, I mean, we're coming into a very tight time. 2011, 2012, there's some really difficult planetary alignments which is going to affect us all, and there's possibilities of nuclear and all this. But, you know, the destiny of a person and a country changes from moment to moment. I'm not a fatalist, Jerry. I think that we change our future with every action we make, with everything we say, with everything we do. We're changing it all the time. So if enough people become more responsible, and actually one thing about Pluto in Capricorn is it brings responsibility, so it's a good thing in that way. We suddenly realize that we're responsible for our future and our children's future. So I think that we can avoid it, you know, if we work together and stop fighting and all this kind of thing.
So in other words, when you do a horoscope or an astrology chart, we still are not prisoners of what that says. We do have some free will or something?
Absolutely, yeah. What the chart gives you, and it's like a gift that's given to you at the moment of your birth to take advantage of, to give you the lessons you're here to learn, the talents you have, the challenges, the kind of career you should go into, what your destiny is in this life. So it's like a gift given to you. But even so, it just shows you trends. And I can give you an example, if you like, of what I mean by that.
I would like that.
Yeah.
I think our listeners would like that.
Well, for example, you know, we're talking about all the planets here. When you look at your horoscope, we're looking at the Sun, the Moon, Venus, Mars, Mercury, Saturn, Jupiter, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. All those planets have an influence on us. And when, for example, Saturn, which is regarded as the taskmaster in our lives, and we feel its pressure, when it comes, for example, into the area of our health, and if we see it coming, we're going to know it's a difficult time for health. But what we can do is if we see that ahead, and this is the beauty of astrology, we can prepare for it. And Saturn indicates work, so we can prepare for it by working on our health, you know, improving our diet, doing exercise, all those kind of things. So we can avoid the negative consequences of our actions. So this is the beauty of it, and this is how we can avoid difficult times in our lives.
You know, your book, Your Horoscope in 5 Easy Steps, for only $16.95, you're giving away some secrets, aren't you?
Yes. I believe astrology is such a great gift for everybody that everybody should have some knowledge of astrology, because it's like it's given to them at birth. I mean, it's an amazing gift. It's our blueprint for life, and it's unique to you. To every single listener here has a completely unique destiny. And most people, I was speaking to a lady the other day, and she was in her late 80s, and she went to one of my astrology classes, and she said, for the first time in my life, I know why I'm here on Earth. And I mean, that's really kind of sad that somebody has to wait that long. Whereas if you're wise, you get a horoscope drawn up for yourself when you're young, you know, or even have one done for your baby. And this
let's talk a little bit about your astrology classes there in the Los Angeles area. When do you do those?
Well, I've got one coming up on March the 8th in Los Angeles, actually based on the book, How to Read Your Horoscope in 5 Easy Steps.
And where will that be?
When or where?
Where?
It's going to be at the Aetherius Society, which is in Hollywood on Gower Street, sorry, not Gower, that's where I live. It's Afton Place, which is a couple of blocks south of Sunset and one block east of Vine.
Yeah, I know where it is.
Do you?
Yeah, I used to live, I used to have an office on Franklin, and it was right off Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh, did you really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When you
when I was a young man, trying to be an actor many years ago.
Were you really? I didn't know that about you,
Jerry. Oh, yeah, I was there for a couple, 3 years. Usually, I didn't do much other than sell cars to live.
You didn't do any movies?
No, I made some commercials, and I had a syndicated radio show. I did do some work. I mean, I'm not a complete failure.
Oh, I don't think you are at all. Chair is the greatest.
I could afford this little office. Pat Paulson even had an office there.
Really?
They can go over there. On your website, I guess they give you give the information on how to register for this thing. Does it cost a lot of money to have Chrissy Blaze give you an astrology lesson?
Do you know, I don't have it on my website yet because the date was only agreed today. But if people want to call 1-800-800-1354, and ask for Paul, then he can tell them the times. But I think it's going to be probably 10 and it's 4 hours. The price, it will
be...
It will be a weekend. It's a Saturday, actually.
Saturday.
The price won't be a lot. I think it's going to be like 10 to 2 or something like that.
Okay, midday.
Yeah, something like that. It's 4 hours, so... The price, it won't be that much.
Okay, well, we will, of course, ask people to come back to ChrissyBlazin.com and also to our section where these shows will be appearing, and we'll put that information up as soon as we get it. You know, we were talking about the United States, and you obviously are from England. You still have the English accent, which I find very charming.
Thank you.
How long have you been in this country?
Since 1994 now, actually. I came just after the earthquake. You know, that sort of attracted me here. No, I was just kidding. You know, literally
you
a couple of months after the
earthquake.
You were
on a mission, huh?
Yeah, on a mission. And
we have some older shows that we've done with you back in 95, 94, and even earlier than that. And I'm taking back 2005, not that old, 2005 and 2004, and they can listen to some of the things we've talked about. You're into quite a few things.
I am indeed, Jerry, as you are. Yeah, I'm into anything that's interesting, UFOs, metaphysics, astrology. I like to know how things work, the sort of deeper meaning of things and why we're here. And, you know, I'm fascinated by that. And it's been a lifetime study, too, since I was a kid, really.
We're going to take a break and we'll be back with Chrissy Blaze. And Chrissy, we need to figure out a name for the show. maybe we'll come up with something in the next before the next show comes up, which will be a couple 3 weeks from now.
Oh, why don't we ask the listeners to bring in their suggestions?
That's a great idea. Yeah. Just send it to Chrissy@JerryPippin.com.
As long as they're not too rude, right?
Yeah.
Nice names.
That's Chrissie. We need to make sure they know how to spell
it. Oh, yeah, it's the English spelling. Chrissy@JerryPippin.com, is that?
Yes. Yeah, and they can send it to your regular email, too, if they want. We'll be right back. The new UFO TV New Science Ideas Catalog is now available. It's available as a free downloadable ebook at ufotv.com. All you do is simply click on the order button and follow the instructions. A link will be sent to your email address, which will allow you to immediately download a stunning full-color copy of the latest science and spirit catalog. The new 2008 UFO TV catalog features a wide variety of new and amazing subjects, including UFOs and controversy, politics and science, mystery and wonder. Over 300 programs. They're available right now at ufotv.com, regardless of where you are in the world. Simply go to that webpage and take a look. You'll be astounded at the selection. And be sure to download that free color catalog. ufotv.com, the best in conspiracy and UFO DVDs. It's Jerry Pippin, and we're looking for a name for this show. Right now it's just Chrissy Blaze, Hollywood astrologer. Actually, you're a world-class astrologer, Chrissy.
Oh, thanks, Jerry. Yeah. Well, thanks for the promotion.
You go to England. You still go to England quite often.
I do, and I'm doing a big workshop in London in May. And so, yeah, I like to travel. So thanks for the promotion.
We have a lot of listeners in England.
Really?
So where would your workshop be?
At the Festival for Mind, Body, Spirit on May the 24th.
What town, is that in London?
That's in London, yeah, it's in London.
Yeah.
I think everybody in London has probably heard of it. It's a very, very big event. One of the biggest festivals in the world, I think, of its kind.
And that'll be
May the 24th.
And we'll be talking more about that as we get a little closer. We have events going on right now. Saturday, they had another primary. Actually, it was a caucus and the difference between a primary and a caucus is that a primary, everybody goes and votes like you do in a regular election. A caucus, you more or less are invited. You have to be a member of the party or at least be able to get in there to wherever they're having their meetings. And in Wyoming today, Mitt Romney won that. So it's a horse race, and it'll be going on for a while. So why don't we get into the candidates' horoscopes? I always find this a lot of fun. And when I talked to you about it, you really hadn't thought much about it, but I think you've gotten into it.
I have, thanks to you, Jerry. I'm more interested from an astrological point of view, but still it's fascinating. And one thing that you have to remember when you're looking at candidates, well, astrologically speaking anyway, is that they can look great as far as a horoscope's concerned, but they still have to, you still have to put them together with the U.S. horoscope, with the U.S. chart, and they may look great individually, but sometimes it doesn't always combine with the U.S. chart. And what I mean, can I just explain what I mean by that?
Yes, I please do.
Well, in the past, historically, we're looking at past presidents. It's interesting. We've had quite an even number of presidents in the different sun signs. So we've had like a couple of Virgos and a couple of Geminis, and it's been fairly even, actually.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about that. I figured it would probably be...
statistically,
a strong
yeah.
sign like a Sagittarian, which I am.
Yeah, I know.
Or a Leo or somebody like that.
Well, actually, there have been more Scorpios and there have been more Aquarians. But statistically,
really?
It's still in the kind of range. I think there were five of each of those and like two or three of the others. But
that's interesting about Scorpios. I always thought of that as being the sexual sign. I may be wrong on that, but...
Well, they are, but they love power, and they really understand the nature of power, and they know how to hold on to it. So that's how they get on. But interesting thing is that is above, really, really interesting, is that when you look at the Mars of past U.S. presidents, and Mars is connected with aggression, and you know, it's how we get out of bed in the morning, so it's not a bad thing, but historically in the US chart it has been connected with war. And it's interesting that out of those 41 or 42 past presidents, I can't remember the exact number, 10 of them has had Mars, the planet of aggression, in the sign of Leo, which is way beyond statistics. You know, it should be like two or three, and it's 10. So when I'm looking at the present candidates, I'm seeing that some of them has Mars in Leo. So that kind of makes me, you know, makes me think,
Maybe I don't want to vote for those people.
Exactly, warmongers. No, not necessarily, but they stand a good chance statistically of being a president. So you don't just look at their chart, you look at it combined with the U.S. chart. So it's interesting.
Can you give me an example of a president or two, or did you just kind of do an overview?
With the Mars in Leo?
Yeah.
I don't have those statistics of past presidents,
but I can tell you right now, for example,
Rudy Giuliani has Mars in Leo. Hillary Clinton has Mars in Leo. Quite a few of the current candidates do.
You know, we're going to get to the Republicans in just a second, but you mentioned Hillary Clinton. I believe years ago in a show I heard, either we did or I heard you doing with somebody else, you predicted Hillary Clinton would be president at one time.
Well, I did, and I'm still saying she's in with a great fighting chance. The reason I said that years ago, I think before she was even...
I don't think she was first lady yet or just had arrived.
Yeah, because I was looking at the U.S. progressed chart, that is... You know, you're born with a chart. Well, you have a chart when you're born, but you can progress it into the future, right? Because what we're doing now, although we're still looking at the chart when we were born, we're progressing the movement of the planets as they are today. So when I'm talking about a progress chart, that's what I mean. Is that clear?
Yeah. I've never quite understood that, but I guess in your book you explained that pretty well.
Well, in looking at the U.S. chart as it is today, the planet Venus is very prominent. And it's in the sign of Aries. And this indicates, for the next 80 years, it's very prominent. And this indicates, because Venus is related to the feminine archetype, that females will gain more prominence in United States affairs. And so that's why at that time I predicted she stood a really good chance of being president. And I still believe that, you know, she stands a very good chance for that reason alone, actually.
Interesting. We'll get over to the Democrats here in a little bit, but we want to get to the Republicans on the horoscope. So you just pick who you want to start with.
Okay, well, I was looking at Rudy Giuliani. I'm just going to bring up his horoscope right now. This man oozes charm, and he knows how to put on a good show, because he has the sun in Gemini and the moon in Leo, so as well as Mars, actually. So he... was born with this kind of film star-like quality about him as far as the media is concerned, with all these planets in Gemini and Leo. And he also aligns well with the United States chart, I have to say. So in a way, he personifies an American archetype. He has a certain Hollywood glamorous appeal, but his chart still leaves you with the feeling that he wouldn't be averse to bending the facts. And you could say, well, that would make him a good politician, right? But
there's lots of comments I could make, but we'll let you go ahead.
Yeah. But and focusing on his record, he's pretty good at he'd be good at things like busting underworld crime and this type of thing, looking at his chart. However, there is no overwhelming connection with the American people and its security needs. There's none of that in his chart. There's really no empathy in his chart because he has no planets at all in the element of water. And in our horoscopes, the elements are very significant. And the element of water is all about our feelings, right? And what we, if we don't have anything in water, it's usually a person who lacks the ability to empathize with other people. And so that lacking and that lack of connection with the U.S. chart, I really don't see him as president.
Well, he hasn't started off very well, but to his defense, he's concentrating on Florida later in January. And then Super Tuesday. Okay, let's go to the next one.
The next one I have is Mike Huckabee, who's I know as did really well. He's actually, like some past presidents, has the sun in self-effacing Virgo. Actually, I think Lyndon Johnson and Howard Taft, I think, were the two that had sun in Virgo.
Really? Those are two totally different
right,
people.
Right, yes, yeah. He's got the sun in Virgo and the moon in very strong Scorpio. And he also has a very charming side to his nature with Venus, Mars, and Pluto in Leo. So he comes across with this southern charm and confident, obviously. He's got a very large ego, according to his chart, and this kind of missionary spirit about him. And he's got this kind of very strong sense of self-importance that we kind of like in presidents. So he's pretty presidential, too. And he's also got this side to him. He's pretty solid, like you would regard him as your local minister or something like that.
And he was.
Was he? Was he really?
That was his.
Okay,
well,
I don't know that about him.
Right, he was a Southern Baptist
okay.
minister.
He is a man who can go from one extreme to the other. He can go from looking like he's got no hope at all to looking really good. He kind of swings. So.
Yeah, well, and that's kind of the Mike Huckabee story so far in the primaries.
Right. Well, on February the 6th, which we haven't reached yet, but we're building up to it, there's an eclipse. And this hits his planet of good fortune, which is Jupiter. That's the planet of abundance and good fortune in all our charts. And the
Now, that's on February 6th?
February the 6th. So,
yeah. You know, the Super Tuesday primary is the next
right,
day.
Right, so leading up to February the 6th, because just before an eclipse is a powerful time as well, but leading up to that, he's in this positive period. And it will also be helpful to him when I talked about Pluto moving signs into Capricorn earlier. That's going to be helpful to him too, because people's in American people's needs will be changing. And he will be sort of looking good about answering those needs. But even so, he's on the top now. I do think that his strength is going to wane towards the end of the year. And you will see him, I believe, pulling away from really what the public wants. And playing on their fears too much. That's what I feel.
Well, that's been the philosophy and the technique of the Republican Party for a while now. So you may not be far off. Who else are we going to
I've here? Got Duncan Hunter.
Yes, he's a California congressman.
Really know nothing too much about him. I do know that...
if I'm down around San Diego.
Right. I know that his son in Gemini, he's got kind of very religious aspect to his chart with the moon in Pisces. And there's a certain sincerity about him. He does walk his own talk, I believe. And
really?
There's a certain stability about him. But he's kind of unexciting, I would say. And although there is some leadership ability and a certain amount of charisma, he seems to lack clear decision-making under pressure, I would say, with too many mutable signs in his horoscope.
Yeah, I was surprised that he decided to run for president because you pretty well summed
really?
Him up there. We're going to take a break, and we've got more Republicans to do, and then we'll get to the Democrats. And don't forget to send an email to Chrissie@jerrypippin.com, C-H-R-I-S-S-I-E. If you'd like to get your horoscope done on the air, we'll give you a call next time we do the show. Chrissie, what kind of questions do you figure we'll be answering for these people?
Well, anything they want, really. Any area of their life, whether they want to know about their relationships or whether they should start a new business or whatever it is, we can look at, because everything's in your chart.
Okay, we'll be right back. I would like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a vacation idea for this summer, or really any time, that is unique, different, and affordable. I'm talking about a tour of the Grand Canyon in a van with Marvelous Marv, the world-famous tour guide. Marvelous Marv has lived in the Grand Canyon area for well over two decades, and he will show you things that no other tour guide will, and all the while fill you in on the history and the mystery of the giant canyon itself. When you go on a tour with Marv, you get to see the best viewpoints and the best exhibits. He knows this canyon. He knows this area of Arizona. Now, on this page, there's a banner you can click on, and it will take you to Marv's website, where you can get all the answers about Marv and his Grand Canyon tour. This is a vacation you will treasure forever. Check it out, won't you? Marvelous Marv's Grand Canyon Tours. This is Jerry Pippin, and we're talking politics, of all things, with a Hollywood astrologer and a good friend of ours, Chrissie Blaze. And Chrissie will be doing this regularly. We'll do politics right on through the election, too, occasionally. But basically, we're looking for people to contact us who want to talk to us on the air about their horoscopes. And as you said before the break, anything, really, their business opportunities, their love life, whatever. We were in the presidential primaries here. Of course, the big debate's going on in New Hampshire, the primary coming up on Tuesday. We just did three of the Republicans. Let's talk about some of the others.
I was looking at John McCain, actually.
Yeah, let's talk about John McCain.
He, again, has a son in Virgo, like I mentioned, Lyndon Johnson did. And he has quite a bit of a sharp wit and quite a bit of sincerity. And his son in his horoscope falls in the political house, so that helps, obviously, a politician. But he's very down to earth and quite pragmatic with the moon in Capricorn, which will help him in 2008. He's pretty grounded and very smart. There's a certain give and take about him, much more than Bush, for example. And he's pretty much a natural in the public arena. Election day has some very interesting configurations in the U.S. chart compared with his. And it does indicate some personal power for him at that time, with his moon sitting on the United States Pluto. That sounds very uncomfortable, doesn't it? So that indicates that power is given to him at that time. Now, I'm not saying he's necessarily going to be president, but I'm just telling it as it is, right?
Well, McCain is being billed as the comeback kid, and that might explain the power in the chart there.
Right.
As 2008 comes through.
Right. Now, he again has, you remember I said earlier, Jerry, that a number of past presidents, 10 of them, had Mars in Leo? Well, he again has Mars in Leo near the United States midheaven, which is the point of visibility of a chart. It's where the way people see you. So he would make a credible commander-in-chief. What can I say? He'd be pretty popular. I feel, though, there's a lot more work he needs to do. He really needs to, if he really wants to win, he has to promote himself fearlessly. Absolutely. There is a bit of a health challenge going on, too. There will be later in the year. So I don't necessarily see him as president, but he's in a powerful place.
So that's the John McCain story as far as astrology is concerned. Let's run down the rest of the Republicans here.
Mitt Romney.
Yes.
I like this man.
Yeah. What do you think of that name, Mitt? I think he's the only guy in the world with that name.
Do you know, I was lying in bed last night thinking, how can someone be called Mitt? So it's funny you should say that. Sounds like a glove, right?
Right. Yeah. Okay, tell me about him. He just won Wyoming today.
Yeah, I like this man. I mean, he's a delightful man. Looking at his chart, has a very nice marriage. His wife is his friend. He values traditions. He's got the sun in Pisces and Mars in Pisces also. He's a very compassionate man, religious man. Kind of a sunny nature. There's a whole slew of planets in Pisces, which I don't really see as a president. He's more like a... He's almost too spiritual to be president, actually. He's got quite a lucky
chart. Well, he's active in the Mormon Church, and his dad was president of American Motors.
Right, right, really. He's actually got a lucky chart, but I don't like the fact that the ruler of his chart is Mercury retrograde. Do you remember we talked in the past,
Jerry,
about Mercury retrograde?
Yeah, we talked about Mercury retrograde in reference to something recently.
Yeah, I actually got a book on that.
Yeah.
On that one subject. It affects everybody. Everything goes crazy. And there's, so there could be kind of screw-ups with communication, which you don't want in a president. There's also going to be tests of faith coming to him this year. And he's in a kind of a quiet, reflective year, not a year to get out and promote himself. So I would say he doesn't really have what it takes, from where I'm looking at his horoscope, to be a leader of the United States. He does have the ability to sacrifice himself on behalf of a bigger cause that is necessary, I know. But I don't think he's going to win.
Okay, we're running down the Republican candidates in their astrology charts now. We still have a couple or three to go.
Fred Thompson, he's one, right?
He's an actor as well as a politician, former senator.
Right, he's got the sun in Leo, which is always good for actors, the moon in Sagittarius, and Sagittarius ascendant. So he's a fiery individual, rather opinionated, I would say. He may seem open and easygoing, but underneath that, he's got a Mercury, Mars, Saturn, you know, I'm talking jargon here, but what that means is that he can play hardball too. He's definitely got a public destiny, obviously. But what he needs to do to win, and I don't think he will, is to do a lot more work on himself and let himself, who he really is, be seen more. And that's really what he should be doing this year if he wants to win. Because it's like we, the public, don't really know who this man is. Also, he has an unusual wife, does he? Because that comes out in his horoscope.
Yeah, well, he's unusual in that she's young and good-looking. He's old like me. So his wife is playing a part in his life?
Right, yeah, she seems to be playing quite a big part in his campaign, in his life. And she's...
Okay, well, let's hurry along
here.
Okay. Who's next?
Who is next? We have... I think we're on to the Democrats now, are we? Have I missed
anybody?
Well,
did you do Ron Paul?
Oh, I didn't, no.
Okay.
I have.
So, just like Fox News left Ron Paul out.
I left Ron Paul out. goodness me, I left him out.
Isn't well, we'll go to the Democrats.
I definitely remember that he doesn't have a chance. Isn't that awful? But I don't think he does.
I love it. The way the frankness of it all.
Yeah, isn't that awful? I mean, if I can find him later, I'll throw him in. But right now I'm on to Hillary Clinton.
Okay, let's get to Hillary.
I still predict, well, it's a toss-up in my mind between Hillary Clinton and Obama, but I'm going to talk about both of them. So, definitely, as I said, Jerry, women are coming into prominence in the United States over the next 80 years. About time, we say. And so as men are going to be leaving the limelight, women are going to be on the rise.
And so you think it's definitely... possible in the United States to have a woman president?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think it's very, very likely. Also, she does have some solid connections with the U.S. chart, like Barack Obama does, too. She has a Scorpio sun, and in the past, I think I'm right in saying that Theodore Roosevelt had that same thing.
Yes.
And it forms a very, very nice angle to the Venus in the United States chart. So what that means is that she kind of personifies the American archetypal woman, actually. Her sun is very close to the ascendant of the United States, and this is helpful too, because more Scorpios have been elected president than any other sun sign, as we mentioned earlier, except Aquarius, I think it is. There have been 5 Scorpio, and I think it's 5 Aquarius presidents,
yeah,
too.
Right.
So that's helpful too. So she's a kind of a good fit with the American chart. I still believe, though, what she needs to do this year if she wants to win is really promote herself fearlessly, which I think she'll do, but let more of herself be seen. She needs to sort of break away almost from Bill and the family, and the, you know, people see her as that, and define really who she is. She also has that Mars in Leo I talked about, that more American presidents have had that than any other sign. So statistically, she stands a very good chance.
So the Mars and Leo thing fits Hillary.
It does.
Well, that kind of you would have thought at one time that Hillary would have had the Democratic nomination as a laydown, but there's a huge anti-war feeling in the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Hillary seems to be kind of backing the establishment on that.
Yeah, she does.
She's not really a winner at this point.
No, and also she's got the moon in Pisces.
What does that mean?
Well, what that means is it's a kind of a compassionate, caring side, but no past president has ever been elected with the moon in Pisces. So it kind of tends to make you look a little bit like a victim. Well, think of her in the past with Bill and so forth. And that's not what the country wants or needs. So she has to bring out more of the compassionate, caring side rather than the victim side. And that's kind of why I'm saying if she wants to win, she has to sort of break away from the past. And she's trying to do that, I know. And I think she shouldn't express too much of her feminine side this year, funny enough, but more of her masculine side and really go for it.
Okay. You want to do Obama next?
Okay, Obama, I've got him last, but I can do him next. Yeah.
No, you can do him last.
Chris,
with your order.
Chris Dodd. I think he... Did he not pull out? Do you want me to do him?
Yes, he did. He dropped out, yeah. But you might... What's his horoscope look like?
He's got that Mars in Leo again. It's amazing, Jerry, how many of them got that, right?
So he had that, even though he was active in the Senate in trying to... restrict the budget in Iraq, but he does have that part of his horoscope. Huh?
It doesn't mean that you're warlike. It just means that in the past, you see what it can indicate. Mars is our aggressive force, and Leo is sort of a leadership thing. So what it does indicate primarily is that a person with Mars in Leo makes a good leader. That's the main thing.
Okay.
So we have
the other person that dropped out was Joe Biden. Did you do him?
I did. I have him somewhere.
Well, we can get to him.
Yeah, he's a Scorpio sun. He wouldn't have won anyway. He's in a kind of a quiet year. He'd make a good number two, actually, at the moment. But
well, that'll be interesting.
Yeah. But it's a very stressful year for him.
Let's talk about John Edwards.
He's actually in a powerful year for him. He's a very sincere and genuine man, as we know. He's got five planets in Gemini, so very brilliant. With a great intellect and also very changeable, and that can go against him too. Not so good in a president. However, the brilliant mind's obviously good, and his planets also support the United States moon, which means when any planets in a candidate's chart support the United States moon, which represents the people, the public, it means that the public like him. So that's a good indication. He's a terrific communicator. He really cares. He really wants to share with people. He's the kind of guy, I think, that if you met him on the street, he'd, you know, be genuine and really want to, you know, talk to you, not just a show, you know.
But you can't tell how he's going to come out yet, huh?
Right. Well, it's clear he's on a mission, but I don't think he's actually going to make it through. It's a lot of question of stamina. There's going to be a lot of challenges to his ambitions this year from other people. And I don't know if he has that kind of relentless drive that's needed to face the challenges that come up. So I say no on this one, although I like him very much.
It's interesting that you say that may not have the challenge or the stamina to face the relentless drive or whatever, how you phrased it, and that's how he's running his campaign. It's he's the guy that's going to fight.
Oh, really?
But yeah. You know, what people, as you know, you live out in Hollywood, what we sometimes see as the public image is far, far from the truth. I'm not saying that about Edwards. I'm just talking about everybody in the media.
Yeah.
It kind of works that way.
It's interesting, isn't it? It does, yeah.
Yeah, the only exception, of course, Chrissy Blaze, is you, intelligent, sexy, powerful woman.
Oh, you said that on the air? You're going to cut that one out.
We won't cut it out, but we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
If you'd like to get Chrissy's book, it's available now, and it's called How to Read Your Horoscope in 5 Easy Steps. It's only $16.95, and you need to go over to her website. We have a link to it as well. ChrissyBlaze.com. A lot of interesting things there. You have a newsletter that you send out too, Chrissy. How do they get on that list?
Oh, yeah. You can just go to my website. It's on the front page, and you just put in your email address, and I will send out the newsletter, and I never pass the list on to anybody else.
Okay, we'll be right back. You know, you listen to me talking about UFO TV on this show, UFOTV.com, offering over 300 great videos for downloads and DVD sales. It's a great place to go shopping. In fact, it's a great place just to go to browse. And that brings up the subject of how you can browse UFO TV the easiest way. Simply download the new Science Ideas catalog. It's now available for an easy downloadable ebook at UFOTV.com. All you do is simply click on the order button and follow the on-screen instructions. A link will be sent to your email address, which will allow you to immediately download the stunning full-color copy of this latest science and spirit catalog. It's chocked full of information. I advise you to take a look. You'll enjoy just browsing through the catalog. The website is something else, too. When you get a chance, put UFOTV.com on your favorites and spend a little time there. If you are interested in controversy and UFO conspiracy DVDs, there is no place like UFOTV.com. Chrissy Blaze is our guest. We're looking for a name for the show. If you got an idea, we'll be doing horoscopes and talking astrology every 2 or 3 weeks here.
Wow, that sounds great.
And, of course, if it catches on, Chrissy, we may end up being doing a daily show. I don't know. You're pretty busy. I don't know how we could arrange that. But, yeah, we'll do what we can do. Anyway, what's the latest with you? You're giving this, would we call it a lecture or a class there at the Aetherius Society?
It's a class or a workshop, because people have to work. You know, it's like a hands-on thing. It's called How to Read Your Own Horoscope in 5 Easy Steps. It's a 4-hour workshop. It's in Los Angeles, in Hollywood, actually, at the Aetherius Society. If they're interested in booking a place, speak to Paul at 1-800-800-1354.
Okay, let's get back to the politics of it all. We've done Edwards, Hillary, and Biden, and also Dodd, so we still got Obama to go, and maybe a couple others here.
Yeah, Mike Gravel, do you want me to say anything about him? I like this man quite a lot. He's a Taurus. He's got a lot of persistence, a lot of loyalty, some common sense values. But to me, deep down, he doesn't really represent what the American people want and need right now. So I don't think he has much hope.
No, and he's been shut out of a lot of debates and a lot of things. But, yeah, he does have principles.
Yeah. Dennis Kucinich.
Yes, let's talk about Dennis Kucinich.
Probably the most progressive and unconventional chart of the lot.
Well, that's interesting, because I've interviewed his wife in person, and I've dealt with Dennis over the years, not personally, but through his people. And one of the things I've always I like Dennis a whole lot, and he seems to be a man of principle, and I'm very proud of him for going against Democratic leadership and introducing the impeached Cheney Bill 333, which is now in the Judiciary Committee. The thing I thought he always lacked was this power move, you know, the McCain type image. But I thought he did pretty well. He went to the FCC yesterday complaining about being shut out of the ABC debate in Saturday night in New Hampshire. So he does have some guts.
Yeah, he's on a roll now, actually, until this eclipse I mentioned earlier on February the 6th.
It ends on February 6th?
Yeah, but he's kind of in an energetic phase, and he's in a good phase right now. And but like Hillary, he has that fateful moon in Pisces I mentioned that no past presidents have ever had. So it's not terribly good for the presidency. It makes him very compassionate and very caring, so he's popular. He really does care, and I think he's really a man who's true to himself, which is great. I'm not sure that the country's ready for a man as good as that. I hate to say it.
Well, you may be right.
I think it's time for
us to get somebody that shows compassion.
Yeah, I do too.
We had a president, in my opinion, that really showed compassion was Carter, and look what they did to him.
You know, I was going to say, his chart reminds me a bit of Jimmy Carter. And he's a lover, not a fighter. And he indeed, I think, supports this Department of Peace, which is being brought about now. And I think it's wonderful. I wish we were. Let's be ready for a man like this, because he's kind of what we need, I think.
But well, are you saying we should give up on him? Or
no.
By his astrology chart, he'll still be a player for a while?
I think he will. He's in a time of promoting himself fearlessly, and I think he will continue to do so. He's kind of an energetic phase, so I think he's in the running myself.
Yeah, he's showed several good moves recently when the deck is stacked against him from the establishment. He's been able to come back each time. One of the things I liked about him was, in one of the televised debates, you probably didn't see it, you're busy all the time, but they were asking questions, and it came to him, and he asked himself a question because nobody else had asked him a question. So he asked himself a question so he could answer and get an issue out, which was fairly
funny.
Clever.
Well, that's funny. Yes,
yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, that's fairly clever. So we're going to wrap the political part up. We've still got about 10 minutes to go on some things. You got anybody else we need to talk about there that you're going to chart on?
Yeah, I mean, let's look at the current superstar, Barack Obama.
Yeah, right.
Fascinating chart.
Right.
He has some very strong connections with the United States chart.
I said that with tongue in cheek when I said, because I knew we hadn't got to him yet. Okay, yeah, let's talk about him.
Yeah, his chart sort of is very connected to the United States moon. And if you remember, I said the United States moon is the public, is the American people. So he's connected to the people. And right now he symbolizes the American mood and this sense of justice and this sense that we want to change from the Bush years and we want something different and we want someone who's open and progressive. And he's kind of giving us that right now. And this kind of electrifying way that he just came onto the stage is very much in his chart. And this will continue to operate very, very strong from January through May. As his progressed Venus, that is the Venus in his chart where it is now, is connected with another planet, which is incredibly charming, incredibly charismatic. This will continue right through May. And there's a powerful urge this year towards wielding power. So he's a very, very good candidate in my book. But I just want to give him a warning here, and I hope he's listening there, Cherry, because there's a kind of I don't want to say dangerous, but well, yeah, it is a dangerous period coming up, end of June through August, when he should increase his security measures and this kind of thing, because he does have enemies. And this comes out really, really strongly in his chart. While the public are liking him and liking what he stands for, there are other people working against him. This is very, very strong. So I'm just a bit worried about that.
And the potential for harm is there. He's compared a lot to JFK and RFK and others. And
there is potential for harm. I wish he was like Ronald Reagan and that he'd use an astrologer, because around June, as I say, June, July, August, he really has to watch out and be careful. But if he can get through that, and I believe he can, then I believe he's definitely has great potential to win.
Okay, so basically the summary is over on the Republican side, can't count McCain out. Romney probably won't make it. Over on the Democratic side, can't count Hillary out. But Obama looks awfully strong.
How do you agree with that, Jerry?
And you think Kucinich will hang in there and try to make his points, and you think Edwards will as well. So that's pretty close, Hillary.
That's my next job.
It's pretty close when you talk about Chrissy, Hillary, and all of them. You've got them pretty well nailed, I must tell you.
You like that, Jerry?
Yeah, and we've been doing shows similar to this for a long time, and I must say, You've done a lot of work on this.
Well, it's fascinating. I mean, astrology works, and let everybody do a favor and look at their own chart or get an astrologer to look at it, because it really does help people to see what's in their future.
Let's talk about what we're going to do in the future here. People are going to email us at chrissie@jerrypippin.com, C-H-R-I-S-S-I-E, or they can go over to your website and do the same thing. And basically, we need to know, what their questions are, more or less, right?
Yes. Yeah, just I need their date, place, and time of birth, those three things, and their question.
Okay. I guess maybe we need to show an example of what we're talking about. So I guess we'll use me.
Oh, you. Yes, Jerry, that's a good idea. I actually think I happen to have it right here. Let's have a look.
To give an example, so if I called you up after you sent us the email and we set the time for the broadcast, and I say, hi, Chrissy, this is Jerry Pippin, and I'm a little worried about some personal things here. Should I sell my apartment in my condo, or should I just sit on it at this point? Could you answer something like that?
I can, but sort of in more general terms, because still, at the end of the day, the astrologer gives you trends and says, this is a great time to do
it. In other words, we're not going to actually just tell people that this is the gospel. As you said earlier, these are tendencies, and we have a free will or an ability to change things.
Yeah, but I'm saying that I can certainly see if you're is a good buying and selling period and that type of thing. Yeah, so I can give a general answer definitely to that.
Well, you have my chart, and we didn't talk about any question. What do you see about me?
This year, 2008, Jerry, is the year for you to promote yourself. Jerry Pippin for president. No, I'm kidding. Anything new venture that you start, this is the year to do it, and you can be very successful. It's kind of like a planting year. You may not see results. Well, you will increase your listeners and so on, but this is like the beginning year. If you start new shows this year, it would be great. This is the time to do it. It's a good year for you, Jerry Pippin, the personality, to be seen visibly.
Well, that's pretty encouraging. I'm a pretty old guy.
It's a whole new phase.
It's not too late to start.
It's a new 9-year phase that you're in, starting now, so never too late. You're a young guy. Gosh.
Oh, give me a break. But anyway.
Just about the right age to be president, I say. Jerry for president.
Yeah, you're right. So to you about, but our time's almost up.
How to read your horoscope.
What gave you
because
the idea to write this
astrology,
book?
Astrology, I've done it since I was a kid, and it's been so helpful to me along the way. And, we all have difficult times in our lives, but it just seems to make sense of things and helps you to see things that are coming up and how to handle them best and make the most of opportunities. And I thought everybody should have access to their own horoscope and know how to read it and know how to use it. And so I wrote the book.
Now, I'm a Sagittarian, but I was born in the morning, mid-morning, so that doesn't necessarily mean a whole lot other than the Sagittarian part, because probably I have a moon and sun in other houses or whatever. I mean,
You've got the moon in Taurus, as I have, actually, which means you like your home comforts.
Well, you and I, maybe we've been together somewhere along the line, another life, another place.
Yeah, there's connections in the chart, which is interesting. Yeah, it's interesting. I believe that we meet the same group of people over and over again in lifetimes in order to learn lessons and so on. That's a whole other subject. But yeah, you have the moon in Taurus, you have Capricorn rising, so you're a very grounded person. You've had a lot of difficulties in your life, but you have the strength to overcome them. Yours hasn't been an easy life, Jerry, at all. Gosh.
I have a saying about that. A lot of people say I have bad luck, but I look at it as good luck because I usually come out smelling like a rose,
Yeah, all those planets in Sagi. You have the Mercury in Sagi, which is why you're so good at broadcasting, Venus in Sagi. You're a born, you're a philosopher, really, at heart. You're a philosopher. You have a broad view of life, and, this is why your show is international, because you look at life as a whole, look at world as a whole.
Chrissy, we're out of time. The book, folks, is available. You can get it almost any place, really. at any bookstore they can order it, can't they? But they can go to chrissyblaze.com for sure and get
it. Yeah, it may not be in all the stores yet, so probably best to get it
from
your website.
We're going to sell it over at shopjerrypippin.com, too.
Great.
So it's available everywhere. And give the name of the book one more time. I know it's $16.95.
It's How to Read Your Horoscope in 5 Easy Steps.
We will be back with you shortly, probably because of the political scene, doing some more political horoscopes. And then in a couple of weeks, we'll do a full-blown show. So, folks, get in your request to be on the show and get your horoscopes done. And we'll let Chrissy Blaze, the noted Hollywood astrologer, actually a world astrologer, answer the questions. Chrissy, I've enjoyed it.
Thank you so much, Jerry. It's been a pleasure.
Talk to you later.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you very much, Chrissy Blaze. We'll do this again soon, okay? This program has been brought to you in part by UFOTV.com. If you are an independent movie producer, UFOTV.com can help you distribute your DVD worldwide. UFOTV.com offers the best selection of UFO and conspiracy DVDs available anywhere in the world. Check it out at UFOTV.com now. When you get a chance, put UFOTV.com on your favorites and spend a little time there. If you are interested in controversy and UFO conspiracy DVDs, there's no place like UFOTV.com. You know, about a third of our audience is around the world. And that's one of the reasons we're happy that UFOTV.com is one of our sponsors. Because they offer international worldwide orders strictly by just simply going to UFOTV.com and following the instructions. You can get the latest in conspiracy and UFO DVDs. In fact, they have a great downloadable section. Regardless of where you are in the world, now you can watch video on demand and download UFO TV directly to your computer. Be sure and check the downloadable ebook section. Is loaded with hard-to-find science and controversy magazines and hard-to-find books. Now, they're all available for immediate download at UFOTV.com, www.UFOTV.com, offering the very best selection of conspiracy and UFO DVDs found anywhere in the world. UFOTV.com.